You're listening to NewsRamp Finance. Today is Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Stone Day Capital Partners updates coverage on Emetis Inc., NASDAQ, AMTX 1Q26, highlighting a transition towards recurring low-carbon fuel monetization. Revenue increased 27% year-by-year to $54,600,000, with gross profit improving to $2,800,000. The key change was recurring quarterly 45Z recognition tied to current period production, with $4 million recognized across dairy NRG and California ethanol. Credit monetization is moving from narrative to reported earnings, showcasing positive trends for Emetis.
Alphabet to offer yen-denominated bonds to fund AI ambitions. DataVault AI Inc. plans to offer yen-denominated bonds to fund its AI ambitions, following the trend of major tech companies seeking overseas debt to support rising costs in the AI race. As AI systems advance, companies like DataVault AI Inc. are expected to develop even more sophisticated AI-powered solutions.
Mission IR news breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. reports first quarter 2026 results. Advances strategic transformation. CNS Pharmaceuticals reported first quarter 2026 financial results, highlighting progress in its strategic transformation towards an acquisition-driven growth model focused on neurology and oncology assets. The company secured a $22.50 million private placement post-quarter end to support operations for over 12 months as it pursues asset acquisitions and explores out-licensing opportunities for its glioblastoma programs.
Investor news breaks. Gmining Ventures Corp. reports record first quarter 2026 financial results, reiterates production guidance. Gmining Ventures Corp. announced record first quarter 2026 financial results, boasting $80.40 million in net income and $56.20 million in free cash flow. With strong margins at the Tocantinzinho mine and higher gold prices, the company produced 31,846 ounces of gold. It reaffirmed its full-year production guidance of 160,000 to 190,000 ounces and ended the quarter with $637.20 million in total available liquidity for growth initiatives. First Orion and Glia have launched an identity-first partnership to secure branded calls with call authentication and spoof protection. The integration combines First Orion's capabilities with Glia's banking AI platform to help financial institutions protect brand identity, reduce fraud, and improve customer engagement across voice and digital channels. Unlike standalone authentication tools, this integration embeds identity verification directly into live customer interactions, reducing friction and strengthening trust.
8P Plyf reports third quarter fiscal 2026 financial results. Year-to-date revenue reaches $2.10 million, driven by continued e-commerce platform expansion. 8P Plyf Digital Solutions Inc. reports third quarter fiscal 2026 financial results, with year-to-date revenue reaching $2.10 million. The growth is attributed to ongoing e-commerce platform expansion, enhanced product inventory selection, and effective digital marketing initiatives. With a focus on scalability and efficiency, 8P Plyf remains committed to strategic growth and value creation for shareholders.
Atlas Clear Holdings Inc. reports fiscal third quarter 2026 results. Atlas Clear Holdings Inc. announced a 65% year-over-year increase in third quarter revenue to $4.20 million, with fiscal year-to-date revenue up 67% to $13.50 million. Legacy de-SPAC liabilities have been reduced by over 95%, and stockholders' equity improved to $22.30 million. Stock locate and securities lending revenue reached $3 million year-to-date, with five correspondent relationships signed. An earnings conference call is scheduled for Thursday, May 14, 2026, at 8:30 a.m. ET.
Alphabet to offer yen-denominated bonds to fund AI ambitions. Alphabet and Amazon are venturing into international debt markets to finance their AI ambitions. With Alphabet planning to issue yen-denominated bonds and Amazon preparing for a Swiss franc debt sale, this move reflects the increasing need for fresh capital outside domestic markets as spending on AI infrastructure rises. Analysts predict over $700 billion in AI-related infrastructure spending by tech giants this year, prompting companies to turn to borrowing for expansion.
Why silver rallied 6% before the Trump-XE meetings in Beijing? Silver rallied over 6% to $85.30 an ounce ahead of the Trump-XE meetings in Beijing. Investors are closely watching as President Trump and Xi Jinping meet, marking the first visit by a sitting U.S. South president to China in nearly a decade. Companies like New Pacific Metals Corp. will be monitoring press briefings for insights on market implications. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc. 1Q26. The results show continued execution under the transformation plan, with revenue hitting $25,600,000 at the high end of guidance, up 9% YoY. Adjusted EBI TDA loss of $12,300,000 outperformed expectations. Improved on-demand private charter margins, cost controls, and efficient servos development contributed to the positive results.
Silver Crown Royalties reports first quarter results and delivers record quarterly revenues. Silver Crown Royalties Inc. reports first quarter results, revealing a record quarterly revenue of $665,854, a 119% increase from the same period last year. The company closed two strategic private placements and welcomed mining investor Michael Gentile as a strategic advisor. Despite an improved total loss, Silver Crown remains optimistic about positive cash flow from operations in the upcoming quarter.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on MarketWise 1Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on MarketWise, noting a positive trend in 1Q26 with improved subscriber growth, higher ARPU, and reaffirmed cash flow targets for FY26. Despite reported revenue decline, underlying operating trends remain strong. MarketWise is seen moving beyond previous challenges towards a more valuable subscriber base, supported by solid financials and a focus on shareholder returns.
Winners Inc. announces 300-to-1 reverse stock split to position for strategic growth and future uplisting strategy. Winners Inc. has announced a 300-to-1 reverse stock split to position for strategic growth and future uplisting strategy. The move is designed to increase per share price, attract institutional investment, and meet minimum listing requirements for a higher exchange. The reverse split will be effective at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on May 13, 2026. Bullish BLSH to acquire Equiniti in $4.20. Billion transaction 01 Texpor. Bullish has announced the acquisition of Equiniti in a $4.20 billion deal, aiming to lead in blockchain-native capital markets. The move combines Bullish's digital asset platform with Equiniti's transfer agent capabilities, serving 3,000 public companies and 20 million shareholders. The acquisition is set to create a global transfer agent platform for tokenized securities. Closing is expected in January 2027, pending regulatory approvals.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OS Therapies, Inc., highlighting advancements in regulatory and commercialization preparation for OST-HER2. Key milestones include regulatory clarity with EMA rolling review and TGA endpoint alignment, upcoming survival data catalysts in mid-2Q26 and early-4Q26, and financing options to support 2026 activities. For more information, visit Stonegate's website.
Investor news breaks. Titan Partners Group LLC expands equity research division with 3 senior analyst appointments. Titan Partners, a division of American Capital Partners, has appointed 3 senior analysts to expand its equity research platform. Scott Buck, Kyle Bowser, FHD, and Adam Kelsey, CFA, bring over 40 years of combined experience in middle market equity research, enhancing Titan's sector-focused capabilities. The firm aims to strengthen its investment banking platform for small and mid-cap public companies.
QVOL Infrastructure Capital partners with NASDAQ to offer its first NASDAQ ETF. Infrastructure Capital has partnered with NASDAQ to launch its first NASDAQ ETF, the Infrastructure Capital NASDAQ Option Income ETF. QVOL, this ETF aims to provide high monthly income and capital appreciation by investing in companies from the NASDAQ Composite Index. Unlike competitors, QVOL will actively manage its equity portfolio and option activity to generate income and capture market upside.
CMX, Gold and Silver Corporation, announces exercised warrants and debentures. Positioned to capitalize on the current precious metals market, CMX Gold and Silver Corporation announced the exercise of 3,320,000 warrants for the purchase of common shares at $0.10 each, along with the conversion of $190,000 in debentures into shares. This move, totaling 1,520,000 shares, signifies confidence in the company's management and future plans. President and CEO Jan Alston highlighted the support from directors and shareholders, emphasizing the advancement of the Clayton Silver Mine project.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Viomed Healthcare Inc. 1Q26 results show improving growth quality, with sleep, resupply, and maternal health becoming larger contributors. Ventilation is transitioning with better new start activity and compliance. Viomed's FCF conversion has significantly improved, with CFFO increasing to $8,100,000. Revenue mix is also improving, with ventilator rentals decreasing and commercial payors increasing. Sleep resupply are driving growth, with PAP patients increasing 57% YY.
Why peace prospects are fueling gold rallies in 2026. Gold's behavior in 2026 has surprised many investors, as peace prospects are fueling rallies instead of geopolitical conflict. The Iran conflict has triggered gold sell-offs with escalations, but peace negotiations have sparked rallies. Analysts said entities like Collective Mining Limited are likely to adjust their forecasting tools to account for this shift in market dynamics.
Stock performance shows investors are flocking to AI. Bottlenecks indicates a shift in investor interest towards companies supplying AI bottleneck products. Analysts are eyeing hyperscalers like Amazon.com Inc. to gauge AI vertical trends. Trillion Dollar Club, a communications platform, specializes in covering major companies like these, offering wide-reaching solutions for corporate communications. For more information, visit trilliondollarclub.net.
Shure Nanoscience Limited is one to watch. Shure Nanoscience Limited is making waves in the pharmaceutical industry with its patented GEP-44 peptide targeting metabolic disease. The preclinical data for GEP-44 shows promising results, including weight loss and improved glucose control. Shure Nano's unique approach combines therapeutic development with delivery technologies, offering potential non-injectable formats. Positioned within the growing GLP-1 and obesity treatment markets, Shure Nano is a company to watch for future developments.
Investor news breaks. Pershing Square USA Limited, Pershing Square Inc., close combined offerings raising $5 billion in gross proceeds before expenses. The shares of PSUS and PSI began trading on the NYSE under the symbols PSUS and PS on April 29, 2026. For more information, visit Pershing Square's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.